Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Total Information Sunday continues on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
KMOX News Time, 9:21. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And couldn't let Father's Day pass without calling my dad. So we're going to do that on the air. I'm George Sells, but I'm George Sells the fourth, so we got another George for you. George Sells the third on the line from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Dad, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you, and let me pass on to all the other dads. Here's the trick I use on him. He has to call home, and this is the only way I can get him to call home. Use a radio show.
Well, I tried to call last night, actually, and didn't get an answer, so you were out partying too late. So we texted
I'm
instead.
Kidding. But, I'm kidding. Listen, man, I wish I could have been on Market Street with you yesterday. I know the town went wild. What a KMOV saying 1.5 million. Everybody else is saying 500,000. Doesn't matter. All the Facebook pictures you sent back just made it look like a wonderful party.
It was a good time. And that's one thing I was gonna bring up. You know, we talk about dads and kids and memories. And my son, Quinn, who's a George the Fifth, by the way, just to know the family lineage, he and I got to go to the watch party at Busch Stadium the other night and take in Game 7. You and I got to do a lot of really cool sporting events. He's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so obviously there's some big LSU fandom in the family, and we actually got to attend the first national championship that LSU had won since the 1950s, back in the Sugar Bowl in 2003. We also got to hit a College World Series in Omaha where they won on a walk-off home run. We've had some other ones, a couple of Super Bowls back when I was a teenager. What is your favorite sports memory that you and I have gotten to attend?
Oh, it's got to be the Sugar Bowl, which was the BCS title in 2000. Well, it was technically 2004, but it was the 2003 championship. Nick Saban took the Tigers, and we beat Oklahoma. But I can just remember the absolute joy at seeing that game. And you sat at my left, and we had great seats, and I think we briefly had an Oklahoma fan sitting behind us. I don't know how he got back there. No, there weren't. And they only lost by a touchdown, but it seemed like LSU dominated the game because they just wore them out. But I think we went to more than just two Super Bowls, George.
We watched the Broncos lose twice. We saw the Raiders beating the Redskins, and we saw the Patriots and the Bears with the fridge scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, that was in New Orleans. The thing, though, I was going to open the call by saying, okay, I confess, I was a terrible father. And in a way, I really was, because I never was at home at night, because for your listeners, I'm a TV anchor boy, and the big show at a television station is always considered to be the late news, 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 11 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. And for the almighty Nielsens, I would always stay at the office to work for the higher Nielsen number, where most TV anchors would go home for supper and at least say hello to their kids. And I did not do that. And I've always felt bad about that, but you turned out real well. As a matter of fact, I think your listeners ought to know some of the superlatives of your life. George was a hell of an athlete when he was in high school. He had a pretty great mom. He had a mother with an IQ of 140, a father with a Nielsen of 40, and he had a fastball of 90 miles an hour. And he turned out pretty well for a dad who didn't get home at night.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, and I am officially not scarred, so we got through that. I want to put that on the record. But it's the same battle that I have fought over the years with my kids. Was it, because I've worked weird hours in broadcasting as well. That's one of the big challenges of it, is trying to figure out how to juggle the time and how to make all that work. And I guess you've already kind of answered the question as far as that being a little bit frustrating sometimes.
Oh, it is. It is, but I will admit that if I had it to do over again, I would do that because your mom was such a great mom. She has passed away about 4 years ago. But for instance, in the pitching, she was one hell of a softball pitcher. And she was a great mom, and she is responsible for making you the wonderful guy that you are, I think, in many ways. But you, as a child, went through something that I hope Quinn doesn't have to go through, because you've been ensconced in St. Louis for quite a while after having worked in New York and in Louisville, because you went through five cities: Philadelphia, New York, Houston, Denver, Detroit. As I was on the trail from one bigger job to another bigger job to a bigger job, it was a pretty terrible thing.
I like to think it made me
handled it well.
So we're gonna go with that, because I did learn a lot of things about a lot of different places, and that was a lot of fun. Because you are a pro broadcaster, you know what running up against the clock means, and that's what we're doing. I want to thank you for joining us here, and I want to thank you for being a great dad, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, and let me just say this. I've always wanted to say this. Thank you for letting me talk on the hot rockin', flame throwin' KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.